So what happened after 5 years?
Well, so she mostly had nodal progression and some development of anemia, whereas her counts had normalized previously. And so then at that point, we enrolled her on, we had a trial of ibrutinib with obinutuzumab in relapse, and so she enrolled on that. And she's done very well on that. She had a rapid response with ibrutinib. We don't know very much, as I was saying, about response to ibrutinib post-venetoclax, which is why she and other patients from that phase one study are interesting as they're now transitioning to ibrutinib. We do have some data from the Australians suggesting that you can get good and prolonged responses with ibrutinib after progression on venetoclax.
What was her biomarker status?
She had unmutated disease with 13q deletion.
And I'm just kind of curious, do you think that the sequence that she ended up getting of first venetoclax followed by ibrutinib, in your own mind, do you think that there's a difference between that and going the other way?
I think we have no data, really none. Unfortunately, most of our data on sequencing is really based on historical availability. The main thing that I like about venetoclax followed by ibrutinib is that most of the venetoclax regimens, unlike what she did, most of them are now planned to be short. 1 or 2 years. And so patients stop. And then if they remain in remission for some time and progress later, they probably don't have as marked evolution of their disease as if they had progressed on the drug, which is what's happening, say, with patients on ibrutinib continuously. They progress on drug. We know that the biology of that progression tends to be more aggressive. And even with venetoclax and ibrutinib progressors, the response rate's only 65%, which is not as high as we've seen in patients not progressing on ibrutinib. And most of them don't get complete remissions, which again is distinct from patients who've not progressed on ibrutinib.
Now, this lady, has she had any tolerability issues with the ibrutinib or ibrutinib rituximab?
This lady has actually done quite well. She's had a couple infections that's an on and off issue for her historically. And so she does get IVIG, but basically nothing specifically related to ibrutinib.
We've been focusing a lot on the issue of problems that occur with BTK inhibitors, but when you start, for example, ibrutinib, what in your own mind is the likelihood that they're just going to cruise through it, no problem, for, you know, years?
I don't actually view that as all that likely. A lot of my patients have problems. I feel like it's maybe only 20, 25% that have no problems at all. And we're not talking about problems that are insurmountable, but just issues that need to be addressed, especially in the early period. If they do get through that first 6 months or so without any major issues, I think after that, the likelihood is much better. Although we do see ongoing development of atrial fibrillation for sure at later times.